Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Piaggio's conference call. I'm Leonardo Caputo, as usual, and today our group's finance general manager, Mr. Pallottini, will review the consolidated financial results for the first 9 months, 2007, as of September 30, 2007, approved this evening by our board of directors. Following his presentation, we will delight to answer in a Q&A session. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera, our general manager for the operation, is attending. I remind you that you can find the presentation slides in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. And now I hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Good evening and good afternoon also from my side, and welcome to everybody. I hope you have the, our slides and our presentation in front of you. And we can start with the first one, showing our consolidated P&L that as of September 30th shows a revenue total level of 1,369,000.8 million euros. With an increase by 6.5% over the last first 9 months. That means 84 million euros more. The EBITDA level was 200.4 million euros, 17 million more over last year. That means an increase by 9.2%. The EBITDA margin was 14.6%, higher than 14.3% over last year. At the EBIT level, we had 138.3 million euros, that means an EBIT margin by 10.1%, 1 percentage point higher over last year. The income before tax was 114.5 million euros, with an increase by more than 17% of last year. As we had 20.5 million euros for deferred tax adjustment on the previous year accounted amount, we had a total of 48.1 million euros tax versus 19.9 million of the last year. The reason of that is a matter of IFRS accountability referred to tax losses carried forward, as we detailed during the presentation of the first half financial results. As a result, at September 30th, we had a net income of 66.4 million euros, 11 million less over last year. Not considering this one-off accounting issue, which of course has no financial impact, we should have had an increase by more than 11% over last year net income. Moving on to the next slide, we can have a look to the net sales trend. In the scooter segment, sales increased up to 718 million euros, 3% more over last year. That would be around 8.5% more, not including the last year Poste Italiane contract. It was to be mentioned that Vespa unit sales increased by 12.5% over last year at almost 190 million. Also, the sporting brand Gilera registered an important growth in scooter sales with a 17% increase up to about 64 million euros. In the motorcycle segment, revenues grew up to 251.7 million euros with a more than 12% increase. Aprilia and Gucci motorcycles, in particular, increased their sales by more than 14%, and the Spanish brand Derby motorcycle sales grew by almost 8%. The LCV vehicles sales registered a level of 255 million euros with a 7.6% increase over last year. The Indian LCV in particular reached about 164 million revenues with a more than 15% increase. The new four-wheeler that we launched in the Indian market in the last month of May registered 1,500 units sold by the end of October. the European LTV sales registered a slight decrease by less than 4 million euros, that means 4% less, fully due to the corporate business segment, as the retail sales increased by more than 5%. The spare parts revenues registered an about 17 million increase, that means more than 12%. I remind you that last year we suffered in the central part of the year because of logistic problems that now have been totally overcome. In terms of sales by geographic area, European revenues accounted for 79.3% of the total revenues with a 52 million euros increase. For the extra European revenues, so the level of increase was 32 million, which reached about 284 million euros. That means 20.7% of the total revenues, 1.1% more than previous year. In the North American market, sales reached 59 million euros, 3.4% less than previous year, or 3.1% more, not considering the change in the average exchange rate. Poor sales, in particular, decreased by almost 3 million euros to 39 million, that is 6.7% less than previous year, or 0.8% less at the same exchange rate, due to the decrease of U.S. scooter market, that is minus 1.7%, according to Motorcycle Industries Council figure. Moving on to the next slide, the total volume trend, the overall figure is more than 4% higher than previous year, with an increase for all of the group's business segment. The scooters units sold almost matched the previous year figure, just 1,200 less, which gives a real increase by 6.6% considering the 24,300 units of the Poste Italiane contract in 2006. The mix of the units sold in terms of displacement is continuing to register a shift towards the over 50-50, 0.6% over last year mix, determining a higher average unit value by almost 2% of last year, not considering the Poste Italiane contract. Motorcycles volume grew up to 66,600 units with a 12 units increase that is more than 22% higher than previous year. Aprilia bikes reached 31,300 units sold with 40% increase, including 8,000 units of BMW branded vehicles, while Guzzi reported a 1.3% increase up to 8,200 units because of the slowdown reported in the third quarter. The low displacement motorcycles branded Derby and Gilera increased their volume up to 27,100 units with a 12% growth. The LTV units sold were almost 129,000 with a 10% increase over last year, with an increase by 12,400 units in India and a 700 units decrease in the European market, 4% less than previous year, entirely due to the corporate market segment. The next slide shows the EBITDA evolution with an almost 17 million increase, that means a 9.2% increase over last year. The cost efficiency and profitability management determined a steady growth during 2007 compared to the last year. In fact, the EBITDA has been increased by 3.3% in the first quarter, 10.3% in the second quarter, and 12.4% in the third quarter, reaching an EBITDA margin of 14.6% at September end, before the expected lower profitability of Q4 due to the seasonality. An important part of the EBITDA increase comes from the gross margin evolution, which accounts for more than 30% of our total revenues. Its growth was more than 9 million euros and is the result of the increased level of sales from one end, partially offset by a different sales mix and some major product content not reflected on price, and of the increased efficiency at the industrial level on the other end. In fact, from the purchasing side, the low-cost country supplies accounted for more than 21% of the total supply, with a 3% increase over last year, including vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture for a total value of 38 million euros, with more than 42,000 vehicles and 53,000 engines delivered. There was also a positive contribution from plant productivity, Aprilia and Debbie in particular, with a total impact of about 0.4 million euros, a little but significant contribution. The second important component of the EBITDA increase is related to the operating expenses reduction, more than 10 million euros less than previous year, with a consequent more than 2% decreased impact over revenues, from 22.2% to 20%. In the next slide, we can see the net income evolution. The increase at the EBIT level was about 20 million, more than 16% over last year, determining an EBIT margin of 10.1%, almost 1% more than previous year, and includes a lower level of amortization by almost 3 million euros due to some delays in the commercial launch of some new vehicles. The financial expenses registered a slight increase, 2.1 million over last year. That means a 0.1% increased impact on the revenues, caused by interest rates increase, which more than offset the positive impact coming from the debt reduction. The result is an earning before tax level of 8.4% of the revenues versus 7.6% of the previous year, before the accounted 48 million tax, 28 million more than last year, out of which 20.5 refer to the deferred tax adjustment for tax losses carried forward benefit with no cash impact that I mentioned at the beginning. The net income is consequently equal to 66.4 million euros. At a consolidated balance sheet level, in the next slide, it can be noticed that the increased solidity of the financial structure, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.54 versus 0.67 as of September last year, so that the group can face the next investment requirements without any particular concern. For a better comprehension of the financial evolution in the current year, let us move to the next slide. In the first 9 months of 2007, the cash generation was 58.5 million euros after the payment of almost 39 million euros for dividends and buyback of shares. The main components of the net financial position evolution are the operating cash flow, which generated about 123 million euros, considering the negative impact from the 20.5 million deferred tax adjustment mentioned before, with the counterbalance in the current assets reduction. Then the capital expenditure, that was about 58 million euros, 5 million more than previous year, due to the initial 3.4 million capex for the Indian diesel engine plant, and to the increased level of motorcycle investments, 2.6 million more over last year, including engines. Thirdly, the working capital reduction, it is an important figure, 24 million reduction as a result of the evolution of the single components. First of all, the growth of receivables due to the higher volume of sales and of seasonality was limited by a slight reduction in terms of days of sales outstanding, from 54 days of the previous year to 53 days in the current year. Then, a limited growth in the first 9 months for the inventory levels, thanks to the strong reduction of the turnover over last year, so that the total amount is 6 million lower than last year, despite the increased volumes of activity. The payables level increased by 58 million euros, with a steady trend in terms of days of purchasing outstanding. And finally, a positive contribution of 72 million that came from the reduction of other current assets and liabilities, whose main components are the reduction of the deferred tax asset for tax losses benefit by 20 million, also mentioned above, the fiscal outstanding position net reduction by 25 million, and accruals for personal costs. Finally, accordingly to the share buyback program following the adoption of the new stock option plan, 2007-2010, 7,340,000 shares have been acquired with a cash out of 26.8 million euros. The average overall paid price was 3.653 euros per share. I have finished my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention. Now, we are ready for your questions.
I just want, Leonardo speaking, I just want to inform you that also Mr. Colaninno is attending to the conference call. So, we are pleased to open the Q&A section.
First question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Good evening. I would have a couple of questions. The first one is related to India. With reference to the next year, do you think that a double-digit growth rate in volumes and revenues is still sustainable for the LTV business? And the second question is related to the raw material price increase. Is it possible to quantify the impact on gross margin or EBITDA of the raw material price increases?
Colaninno speaking. I'd like to answer to your question about India. I want to update you about the production and sales of the four-wheeler that is beginning on the last month, on the last 2 months, and they have already achieved 600 vehicles per month. So we expected also for next year the increase of double digits for three-wheelers, and including also a new sector, a new market share of the four-wheeler that is beginning, the sales is beginning 2 months ago, and the response of the market is quite positive.
Okay, thanks.
The second question about the raw material.
Monica, the raw material negative impact on the gross margin is around 5.2 million euro in the first 9 months of this year. So you have to take into account this negative impact due to the raw material price increase. I just remind you that we don't buy raw material directly, but we buy components, and we on a daily basis, we manage and we try to offset this raw material pricing trend versus our supplier in order to get some efficiency that Mr. Pallottini disclosed before.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Rossi, your question, please.
Good afternoon. I have a quick question on the tax rate. In Q2, we approved the taxation to a tax rate of 40% also during the 2008-2009 period due to the lack of visibility that also you had on the appliance of the IFRS. Do you have any improvement in terms of visibility or not?
No, at the moment, the committee, the IFRS European Committee, has not disclosed any news. Anyway, we can say that, as I told you, after the first half of presentation, we, let me say, digested the step this year. And so, as it is something that you must face at a certain point, we can consider that we face it this year, and from now on, it will be, let me say, a normal situation.
Pardon, for normal, you intend something like lower than 40%?
Of course, you can imagine that the ordinary tax rate cannot be under 40% without having help coming from the tax losses carried forward. Currently, we are considering something more of 30%, around 35% for the next years. Of course, progressively increasing as the amount of tax losses that we can use will go to expire, of course. But for the next year, we will benefit from this asset yet.
Okay. My last question on MP3. Can you tell us which is the volume you sold until today, starting from the beginning of the year?
Gabriele, we sold out 20,000 MP3 in the different version, 250, 400, and 500.
That's fine. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Euro Mobiliare SIM. Mr. Lustig, your question, please.
Yeah, good evening. The first question is on the net financial position. If you can give us an indication of what could be a full year target, let's say, more or less, according to your expectation of working capital evolution in Q4. The second question is again on India, just to check if I understood well. Your current production for the four-wheel vehicle is in the area of 600 units per month, and if I understood well, and if you think that you can reach, I don't know, something like 1,000 per month in the coming period, or any other kind of volume you have in mind. And a further question is on Aprilia bike, just to check if I understood well, 41,000 more or less are the Aprilia bikes sold in 9 months of 2007, and to check what has been the growth rate. And the final question, again on the motorbikes, if you can argue the increase in volumes for motorbikes by 22% and in sales by 12%. I imagine that part of the explanation is the BMW contract, but if you can make a list, let's say, of the different performance between volumes and sales. Thank you.
About India,
I reconfirm that in the last 2 months, our production and the sales is about 500 or 600 per month. We plan to increase our production starting for January based on our engine supplier of 1,000 per month. We budgeted and will be described much better on the future year plan presentation. Anyways, 600 from now and 1,000 for the next year.
Thank you.
About the net financial position evolution, expected evolution, we are confident to match our target. Now, at the moment, I would say that a level around 280 should be completely achievable from our side.
For what, Stefano, Leonardo speaking. For what regards to the motorbike on the Aprilia bikes, I just repeat the figure. Aprilia bikes reached 31,300 units sold, with a 40% increase, including 8,000 units of BMW branded vehicles. That means in value. That means in value in the 9 months, 126.4 million euro versus 104.4 million euro last year.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one. Still no more questions.
Okay, so thank you very much for attending, and we will have the next one maybe for the full year results the following year. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.